From Baghdad today, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said the Iraqi government has promised to meet its first deadline under the new UN Security Council resolution. By December 8th, Iraq must give a full account of its prohibited nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons and missile programs. The weapons inspection teams now in Iraq will officially start their work next week. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that despite the availability of new technologies, the process is expected to be long and complex.
The Iraqi pledge to meet the first deadline was made orally, according to Mohammed Al-Baradei, the director of the International Atomic Energy Agency. He held meetings yesterday and today with top Iraqi officials, along with Hans Blix, the head of the UN inspection team known by the acronym UNMAVIC. A spokesman for Blix said today the teams had opened the UN's former inspection headquarters on the outskirts of Baghdad, and the work to reestablish reasonable working conditions was already underway. Blix described the first steps a few days before he left for Baghdad.
We will have to make sure that the pigeons that have broken through the windows will be chased out, and that we will have new paint on the walls, and that the laboratories will be equipped with new equipment. The communication, of course, is important. Telephones and faxes, secure lines, and transportation, jeeps, buses, and indeed, a little later on, also helicopters.
Just how many helicopters, reconnaissance aircraft, radiation and biological sensors, and satellite images the new inspectors will have is not yet clear. But this round of inspections is likely to benefit from some advances in technology since the inspectors left Iraq nearly 4 years ago. The teams will have better gamma-ray spectrometers that help them detect radiation sources. Those sensors can be attached to helicopters and to mobile vehicles that move around the country to look for hidden nuclear material. There are also improved sensors that can analyze radiation sources in soil and water. And there are new biological sensors that can detect the presence of dangerous bacteria, such as anthrax, on the spot. The inspection teams will also be using commercial satellite imagery for the first time. In the 1990s, the inspectors could ask the U.S. and other nations for military satellite pictures that might have been taken over key Iraqi facilities, but they couldn't order them up at a certain time or place. They will be able to do that now using commercial satellites. Still, some who have done this work in Iraq before say the new technology may be overrated. Tim McCarthy is a missile expert who participated in many inspections in Iraq.
All of these sensors and technologies can do nice things for you, but they also add a lot of data stream. That data takes time to integrate. It takes a lot of trained people to really, really understand what the data means. I don't see, frankly, the technologies as a panacea for the weapons inspection problem. It always comes down to the individual and their ability to sort of, with their nose, kind of sort out the truth from the lies.
Former weapons inspectors say there are disadvantages to the new technology as well. Being able to schedule commercial satellite runs will be helpful, they say. But the orbits of those satellites are public knowledge, often available on the internet. The Iraqis could gain that information, determine where and when those satellites will be over target facilities, and could move beforehand to conceal prohibited items. The long time needed to turn around imagery or chemical and biological samples that may have to be analyzed outside of Iraq may make it difficult for the inspectors to make a quick determination of whether Iraq is cooperating and therefore whether it's in compliance with the most recent Security Council resolution. The IAEA's Al-Baradei acknowledged that problem before he left for Iraq.
We need to go back, look what we see on the ground, use common sense, and Hans Blix and I have been saying we are going to use common sense approach. We have to look at the declaration. If there is a minor omission, and this is clearly not intentional, we are not rushing to the Security Council to say this is a material breach. If we see a pattern of lack of cooperation, then we obviously have to report to the Security Council, and the Security Council will decide that is a material breach.
One possible new tool that could be of immense value to the inspectors and could provide them with real-time information about whether the Iraqis are truly cooperating is the unmanned aerial vehicle, such as the American Predator or Global Hawk. The new Iraq resolution allows for their use, but the UN has not yet disclosed whether such aircraft will be deployed in Iraq. If they are, the inspectors could watch what happens at targeted facilities as their teams drive up, whether the Iraqis will try to take materials or records out of a facility once they learn it's been targeted. Mike Schuster, NPR News.